Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm watching two guys that are awesome doing the election results. Yeah, is that state done? Yeah, F it. We'll put a red. That's red.
Can you imagine us if we did election stuff?
Oh, my God. Hey,
I can't speak for you, but I would be off track and talk about way other stuff.
You think you might be off track?
Yeah.
Jerry After Dark is what I don't know. Anyway, it's hilarious. Hey, you notice Ann Seltzer? Yeah, she had him win. I had her win in Iowa. Guess what happened? Ann Seltzer was a big loser last night. Trans prisoners lost, I think. All right, there's been two
that have ever done it, and it's been on the books even when Trump was there. It's a law, so it's neither.
But
the law's not changing.
Future.
It was a smart ploy. Yeah. I mean, you use that for sure.
I think the Obamas and the Clintons lost. You know who won was CNN. They're going to have so much. See, that's the thing about it. All the late-night talk shows, they're going to have so much material with Trump.
Yeah. The ratings go up. The advertising goes up. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe not as much now because it's been.
No, but you know these conservative talk shows.
It's been 8 years of it. So.
The Michael Berrys and the Rush Limbaughs and whatever. They were so much better when the opposition was in power.
Oh, no.
Because they got so much more material.
Yeah, before Trump. I had this conversation with Michael Berry when I was at 790. It's like, it's better for them when you get a bitch and complain and go after. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes. 100%.
Yes. Now, the House is Republican. The Senate's Republican. The president.
I drove up here. Bread was 35 cents already, and milk was a dollar.
Oh, my God.
They've already fixed everything.
Who wins?
I will guarantee you. I will just make this guarantee to people who don't. I shop for groceries. I know when it went up. It went up when the gas prices went up back in 2010 or 2008 initially, when we had all the issues with the housing crisis. Then when the gas, anytime the price of oil goes way up, then they raise all the rates and everything. It's expensive. It's expensive to ship all this stuff. And then when the gas prices went way down, milk prices stayed the same. I'm like, wait a minute. All these prices did. That's why these grocery prices, this thing that all of a sudden grocery is going to plummet, wait until people actually see what really happens. It ain't plummeting. I'll guarantee you that.
One guy made a pretty good point. It's a roller coaster ride right now for Dodger fans. 1 week they win the World Series, the next week they're deported. So
no, that's not a good point.
Okay. So that's a pretty good point right there.
It's not a good point, John. Stop it.
It's kind of a good point.
You better remember who your wife is and where she works, sir. We're trying to keep her employed. Don't make your jokes.
I didn't say it.
Don't make your jokes on stream.
I didn't say it. That guy said it.
You said he made a good point.
He did make kind of a
good point. That's one that I pass on. I pass on telling that one.
Listen, my wife and I had this conversation. I'm going to hate the Dodgers forever. Sorry. 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 There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not changing. I love her, but I'm not changing my Dodger vote, okay? I'm going to vote for these nuts instead of the Dodgers every time to get it to win.
Yeah.
Okay?
To me, they're one and the same because Dodgers can have D's.
D's. They can have D's. Uh-huh. All right, 713-780-3776.
All right, I want to get back to the Texans for a second. So the Texans, you're upset that the Texans didn't do anything. I mean, we're all a little disappointed. I wanted the Texans to add depth along the offensive line, give D'Amico Ryans an opportunity to have something else to turn to along the offensive line. They did not do that. They did bring up Tremaine Ankrum. He played on I remember writing him up. He's kind of an undersized right tackle at Clemson. He is a better fit at guard. He's at guard. He's got NFL experience. He's got NFL starting experience, I believe. He is going to be – he's now that depth. So they did look at the depth through Tremaine Ankrum, but they did not trade for anybody. When we on this show were looking at who the Texans could trade on the offensive line, there really were no good options, honestly. But I still thought you probably need to do something for a seventh rounder and just see what you got. Like, I would have taken on Evan Neal's contract is rookie first round contract, so it's a little bit more than the other ones. But I thought, well, we'll throw somebody in there that you know you had a good grade on previously, and you've done your advanced scouting, and you think this guy can at least compete with Kendrick Green for the role, Jarrett Patterson for the role, and then they didn't even do that. So I understand that some higher profile players went, but it was at positions like wide receiver that they were not going to. They're not trading for. They already gave up a second round pick for and lost that guy. He's gone for the year. They're not giving up a draft pick for a wide receiver. I thought they could for a corner, but, you know, there had been talk about J.C. Horn might be available, even though he's had injury issues. We know Marshawn Lattimore went. Lattimore, Saints fans will tell you, Lattimore's not the same player he once was, but I'll bet you he's better than what the Texans have. But let's remember, it's not really – Lattimore's not a thing, because Lassiter – D'Amico strongly, strongly believes that Lassiter is an outside corner and that Jalen Petrie's his dude in the nickel, in the slot. And until he comes to the realization, and it's going to get him at some point, he's going to have to get away from Petrie in the nickel. He can just be too mismatched against legit receivers. Petrie's got to go to Jimmy Ward's spot.
He's got to go, but who?
Who what?
Who's going to play the slot?
Well, no. Lassiter will. That's my whole point is.
Who's going to play the other corner then?
That's what you have to do. Then you have to bring.
Well, no, you got to have an answer. You can't just say, we can't do
it
anymore.
John, you weren't listening. I just told you what it was. My answer, you weren't listening to me. I just said, until D'Amico realizes Petrie can't be in the slot, because once he realizes that, it's easy. You can get a Marshawn Lattimore, I told you. As soon as he realizes Petrie can't go, then Lassiter slides inside, and you got a guy like Marshawn Lattimore you can play outside. Easy fix. I just gave you an easy fix. But that's on D'Amico to realize that Petrie can't play that position. This isn't college football where you play the star position. You'll get mismatched.
When did the Texans pick up Marshawn Lattimore?
No, but we were talking about the trade deadline, and you want to do something at corner, but
you
can't.
But it's over now. What are you going to do now to get Jalen Petrie out of the slot?
I know, but my point I was just making, John, was that people wanted these trades, and yes, you need a corner, but there was no one that you could have. There was no one that you could have traded for. The Texans don't think they have that issue. So everyone who wanted these big names, there wasn't one on the offensive line.
Are you serious that they're not watching the tape? The Texans don't watch their own tape?
No,
they don't see this.
No, the Texans. The Texans believe. Well, I mean, you have to see it, but the Texans also have done the same thing for 3-4 years. Like, it hasn't really changed. Not that D'Amico.
You should put Desmond King there. I mean,
Desmond King stinks.
Well, no, Desmond King was okay for a couple of years.
Jalen Petrie is a plus run defender.
Desmond King was actually not horrible. Not as bad as Petrie there.
They cut him like three different times and
cut
him and
brought him
back.
And you know what?
And no one else wanted him when they cut. That's
the
problem.
But what's the answer right now? We don't have Marshawn Lattimore.
There is not an answer. There is not an answer. That's my problem. Sometimes you don't have an answer.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. If you're going to move Jalen Petrie out of the slot, give me an answer.
No, it's not a one-year. I'm perfectly okay with it not being a one-year solution.
Well, you know what? Priority one. As bad as the offensive line is, it's without Stephon Diggs next year.
Right.
Priority one is getting another corner.
I think, I think it is too. I think it is too, because Jalen Petrie turns into your Jalen Petrie. The further he gets away from the line of scrimmage, the less effective he becomes. So you need to have a defense if you like him, which I like him, but you need to have a defense that accounts for his flaws. What does he not do well? We got to minimize that. We got to accentuate his strengths. That's up to D'Amico and Matt Burke to figure that out. But in the meantime, I say this with 100% confidence. He cannot play long-term in the slot if you want to be a championship-caliber team, because too many teams can just roll over their Davante Adams into the slot, and now he's got to do that.
But see, and with making no moves – And with Petrie in the slot and this offensive line that they're not – we'll see what moves he makes this week because, well, you got him to do something now. He didn't do anything when Kenyon Green was stinking. He still ran him out there to play guard.
Took him out.
He didn't do anything.
No, that's not right. He took him out and the guy got a concussion.
Well, and then he put him right back in, and then he started him the next week.
And then he pulled – then he got hurt.
No, and then he got hurt. So wait a minute. This is – We're looking at it different than the Texans are. There's the urgency. Hey, Nick, you got some holes that you got to work with. Go out and do something. I know you don't want to give up. Well, God forbid you give up a fifth rounder next year. But go out and do something and make your team a little bit better, like the Steelers are. Like the Lions went out and got Za'Darius Smith. Goodness gracious.
But I'll turn it on you. Was Za'Darius going to play ahead? Who did you want to play ahead of, Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter?
Well, I'm not talking about getting Za'Darius. I'm talking about getting somebody of the ilk. Wow. I'm talking about going out and getting.
Okay, then let's do it by position. I don't want to talk in generalities. Who was the offensive lineman that was like Za'Darius Smith that you wanted them to trade for? That's my point I made.
I didn't say offensive lineman, but how about.
Need help?
Well, Marshawn Lattimore apparently was on the block.
And I just brought that up to you, and I told him we just went through a whole segment saying he believes that Jalen Petrie's fine. He's not putting Petrie on the bench.
Well, that's wrong. He's wrong.
He's not putting Petrie on the bench. He believes in Kamari Lassiter.
Put him back there where he belongs.
So Nick can't do anything if they
don't worry.
But Nick can't do anything if the head coach says Kamari's the guy outside, and you need to start talking to D'Amico and saying D'Amico needs to pull his head out if that's what you want to say. That's not on Nick. That's the head coach has decided Petrie's my nickel and Kamari Lassiter's outside. Until the head coach says, I can't do this anymore, that's how it's always going to be. And who are you? What corners are you getting? You're not getting corners. They don't think they have a problem with their starting corners.
Oh, their starting corners. They don't have three starting corners. You need three starting corners. You have to have three starting corners.
Tell it to D'Amico.
No, well, I'm
tell
sorry.
It to D'Amico, and then he'll fight you, and you will lose.
Yeah, you relax. Don't you do what Steven Nelson did.
Hey, let me tell you something. You better relax. You see what Joel Embiid did when people got a little out of there. You know, and Joel Embiid had to
mention
come.
Anybody's dead brother.
Okay,
not one time.
Well, you just need to be careful now. Be all careful right. Because.
Oh, by the way, did you see the tweet?
It was hilarious.
Joel Embiid got suspended for three games. And the guy goes, they should have made him play three games.
Yeah, that would have been his punishment.
That would have been a worse. That would have been a worse.
Forcing you to play for three games.
I do like the NBA isn't going to let the Sixers get this off. Well, while he's not able to play because he's hurt, he'll serve their three game suspension. They say it's. You have to designate him ready for return, and we have to believe it, and then the three games go
and then Daryl sent
him.
About 100 videotapes to the league office he always did. Right. He just swarmed you with videotapes whenever he was mad about something. What about all these calls that were missed? Hey, Daryl, you can't just say your guy's suspended while he's hurt. Okay, well, do these games count? No, they don't count.
What about last night, Paul George, or Monday night? Paul George is taking – dribbles down the clock from 24 to throw up a shot that missed. Well, Tyrese Maxey's got 30, and Paul George is taking the last shot. He catches – he caught a bullet.
I'm kind of praying on the Sixers' downfall
a
little bit.
Paul George acknowledged, my bad. He said that post-game.
He did acknowledge it, but then he said,
That's what happens when you have egos on the team. You got to be careful.
And when you got – listen – when you got an event coming up or when you got the rodeo coming up, I got the place for you, Republic Boot Company, because, man, I love that place. First of all, you walk in, and the smell is second to none. Then there's a bar, which I was immediately attracted to. But then you see all the bootmakers, and it's incredible. The workmanship that goes into making these boots is incredible. But then they've got an outdoor patio as well where you can gather and you can have people. And this is a great place to have an event, okay? First of all, I want to go there just because of the smell. But all the other stuff as well. And you have an event for your people where you tell them, hey, pick out some boots. How about that? How about that for a Christmas for your people, Lance?
Well, if your people are people who love boots and love going to the rodeo, then that's exactly...
Everybody does that.
But a present, like a birthday... Can you imagine a Christmas present where they get brand new boots from 1836, which is the brand that they have? So the events that you can have, they're incredible. But belts, custom fit hats, boots. They have custom jackets, and these are very, very sharp jackets. It's not like you just think it's all rodeoed out with a bunch of fringe, a bunch of the frilly stuff on the edges of it. No, I mean, these are really sharp jackets. John got one. It looks average on him, but it will look so much better on
Fantastic.
You. Make sure that you go to Republic Boot Company. It's right there in the Heights. Don't miss out on it. It's just a fun place to go in and kind of experience something you've never experienced before. And the smell of that brand new leather and the awesome rodeo is right there for you. Get rodeo ready with Republic Boot Company.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you guys see Skip Bayless's Twitter account was hacked? I just want to apologize to LeBron. He owns me. I'm just an old cuck who has nothing going on with his life. I'm sorry, King LeBron. Naysayer can't even get his Twitter back. What a R, LOL. It's been hours. I'm bored as F, and this naysayer has not gotten his account back. This is crazy. Skip got his account hacked. Skip, change your password. What are you doing? What are you doing, Skip Bayless? I like this Skip better than the real Skip, if you want to know the truth. He's fun. 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're more than welcome to do that. The Texans didn't make any move. For those of you that missed early on, possibly Verlander coming back.
Come on.
We got more sound from Dana.
By the way,
now.
Where did you get the – where did that originate?
An insider.
Oh, okay.
Oh, an insider. Oh, that's insider.
So it's originating from this show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
I believe this insider.
Well, we've got sound from Jim Crane talking to Verlander about, you know, they've been together for a while, and of course he might want him back. Here's Jim Crane talking to Verlander.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Why don't you?
I thought you – I was like, that's a weird thing. He's taught – Del got sound – from Jim Crane talking to Verlander. I wonder, and this is what in my head, John, I'm thinking, was there an event? Did Lance McCullers save dogs? Or was there a fashion event? Or did they do something called Diamonds and Home Runs or whatever, where they all go on the infield and do a dinner with Chris Shepard? Like, what? I wonder where this was. All this going through my head, and he's just playing Brokeback Mountain sound.
But Dana Brown met the media, and he did talk about...
Is this
about,
really Dana Brown? Is that really what we're Dana getting?
Brown.
Is this going to be,
not, yeah.
You know, what is this going to be a sound from?
No.
My boy Blue! I love you, Blue!
No.
Something from old school?
Old school?
We're
going to
get
no.
Something from Glenn Ross here? What are we getting, Del?
No. We're getting the real Dana Brown, but this time he's talking about Chaz McCormick versus Jake Meyers. You know what's my favorite thing about Chaz McCormick versus Jake Meyers? Is that it should be somebody else. That's my favorite thing.
Okay, so what is this?
So
here's Dana Brown.
I don't know, for whatever reason, the question uh-huh. came up. What about center field? What about Chaz McCormick versus Jake Meyers?
Yeah, I mean, Chaz is a more proven bat. Meyers is a more proven defender. Although Chaz is a pretty good defender, he can play all three outfield positions. And so, in terms of the best combination of hit and defense, yeah, I would say McCormick's the head of it. I mean, he's shown it. You know, the over 850, the over 850 OPS or whatever it was, between 800 and 850, and the 22 home runs that he hit in 2023, that's a pretty good player. It was above average to plus defense with those kind of numbers offensively. That's a really good player. We didn't get that last year, right? We
know. Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
Better, but of course, the season ended pretty quickly. So,
terrible cut.
I would see he's more of a total package, whereas Meyers is a really good defender and center field.
You know what I would like to see? Like a real center fielder. That's what I'd like to see. Not somebody who can hit in 2023 and then nothing the next year. Or a guy who can't. Jake Meyers is runs down a lot of balls, but I've got a better arm than Jake. Lance, you're with your bad shoulder. You have a better arm than Jake Meyers does.
Yeah. I don't have a bad shoulder. First of all, it's on my left, and my left is fine. It healed great. But, no, I was an infielder. I was not an outfielder. So I will say Jake Meyers probably has equal arm to me.
Equal arm to you.
Yeah, though. I don't think I have better.
Maybe I went a little bit too far. Better arm.
Let's be more realistic.
Yeah. We're going to be more realistic. Probably equal.
Do you remember when Chaz flew and became an angel? When he got his literal angel wings on the that was one of the great moments. I'll never forget that. Anyway, yeah, Chaz flying through the air and then doing a snow angel on the dirt, and he became the angel known as Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
Those are the good old days. Do you remember when Carlos used to play here? Actually, that was Jeremy Pena. That wasn't Carlos. That was a Jeremy Pena year. I can't wait for that Jeremy Pena to come back. That's going to be awesome.
Jeremy Pena. Yeah, no.
He had a pretty good year this year. Just I was thinking after 2022, it was going to be something a little better. That's all. It's no big deal.
Yeah, he was all right.
He was all right. He'd be good as
a lot of errors.
Yeah, he'd be good as like the seventh best player.
Yes, that's what Jeremy Pena should be, and
what he was back then. But your roster's not that good anymore, so he's gonna have to step it up to the fifth best or fourth. Best. Actually, he needs to be in your top four: Altuve, Kyle Tucker, Yordan, Yiner, and then Jeremy. He's really not. He has to be in the top five.
Oh, my Allah. Please, Don Trump, start your mass deportations by sending Myers and McCormick back to their country.
Don't read those political tweets like that, John.
Stop reading political
tweets.
They're from this country.
Well, everyone's 23andMe goes back somewhere.
We're not doing
mass deportations of our outfield, of our center field rotation. Okay? I already know who sent that. I don't even need to read it. I already know that. No center fielders are getting deported because you don't like them. It's called being sent to Sugarland or you're designated for assignment. Okay, that's what that is. Right? There's a real name for it, Art. Designated for assignment.
This is a good one. Did LZ go to his homie Sean Tears party last night?
No.
Why didn't you go to your homie Sean Tears party?
I'm at my house. That thing, I think he's going to win, but that thing ended up way closer than I thought it was going to be. But no, I think there was.
I want to tell everybody I voted for Sean too.
Oh yeah, I did too. Yeah. I like Sean, but Sean's a good guy. I know him. I know what he believes in, and I think he's going to be a good DA. But it was a close race. Now, it was a really close race. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if it's officially over this morning. So he has a lead. I don't know if it's officially over, but yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't go to parties. The only places I'll go is Thursday night watching football at Knicks. I did that. I'll go to, if you got a Hall of Fame you're putting me in, I'll go to that.
That's it.
Listener events.
Otherwise, you got to get your material from your kids.
For what? So. For who?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. you got show material at home. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, it was not great yesterday.
I'll go anywhere where there's a Coors Light because that's what I do.
Were you giving away free Coors Light? Are you giving free Coors Lights away this week somewhere? When you come back,
no,
I guess.
When I come back. I'm not doing it here. I'm not doing that for these people.
Go to that one sports bar that you went to and buy all those bros Coors Lights.
I didn't see one person other than me order Coors Light. So
make some new friends.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Wood Bat? What's it called, that place that you went to?
I don't even remember what it was called. I don't know. The gym.
The gym.
You go to the gym. Yeah, because then you could call your husband and say, I'm at the gym.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yep. But I was drinking Coors Light there. I drink Coors Light here. I drink there. I'm going to play a little golf today, so I'm going to be drinking some Coors Lights. We're going to be... I'm celebrating America, okay? You celebrate what you want to celebrate. I am going to celebrate America today. And I'm going to do it with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Lights. Love me some Coors Lights. Doesn't matter where I am. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I will enjoy a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. I keep wherever I'm at chill. I like to be chill. And when I'm trying to be chill, I throw down some Coors Lights. You should too. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. The world's most refreshing beer. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Boy, everybody's got jokes this morning. All kinds of jokes going around on the X thing right now. All kinds of jokes. 713-780-3776. Any thoughts? Any thoughts? You're more than welcome to get in. Anything that happened yesterday? I know people. I mean, I got texts from people. What the hell are we doing? Are we not trying to win? What the hell are we doing? Why
you're talking
are we
about
not,
the Texans?
Yeah. Why are we not? Why are we not doing anything?
Well, but the trade deadline is going to. The only thing that's going to impact the winning to me is the pass protection has to get better, which they weren't going to find on the trade market. I mean, they still should have added somebody for depth. I agree with that.
Well, it's not like teams didn't help themselves though.
But yeah, but the Texans once again. I mean, I don't know how the Texans could have helped themselves. They were not going to help themselves with Preston Smith or Za'Darius. Which is Za'Darius Smith? Those guys, those are positions they weren't going to. They weren't going to look at wide receiver. They're not looking at wide receiver. D'Amico tried to tell us we're good. We need guys to step up and play better. Although he did say we're always looking to improve our roster. But the odds were, who was it? Not R. Alexander, the other guy who writes for who's on Channel 2. He said he's hearing that the Texans will not be making a move before the trade deadline, like 80% sure. And he was right. And there wasn't even – now, they did move Khalil Davis for a seventh-round pick, big deal. But to me, if they're going to win or lose, it was not going to be based on a deadline move where you're adding an important pitcher. I mean, this is going to be like, okay, can they buy in on the protection and start getting protected better? Can CJ start to – can we get Nico Collins back? You don't think Nico Collins is going to make a big difference, John? I do. I think Nico and Joe Mixon on the same field at the same time is going to be a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
He's your best wide receiver.
Well, look at – that's what – well, I'm going to tell you, actually, all you had last year, you had when you had Tank and Nico together last year,
yeah.
And you were fine. You were great. Of course, you were getting better protection. I think last year it just seemed like it.
Yeah,
or maybe Nico comes back and all of a sudden, you know, he's throwing on schedule and actually is able to get the ball out in a hurry. There's going to be more quick slants available to him or quick outs available to him, so he's not getting lit up all the time. It all starts up front, obviously. But Nico coming back is huge. Nico did it by himself at the end of the season when Tank was down. Basically did it by himself. So having Nico back is huge, huge. Big enough to beat the Lions?
I think the Lions can be beaten. I think the Lions have a little bit of a hole on defense. The problem is they can shoot it out with you. That's my biggest concern. But, no, I think you can move the ball on the Lions defense. I do. You get Za'Darius Smith, who's a bully, but without Aiden Hutchinson, I don't think it's the same defense. They look good against Green Bay. I'll give you that. But no, I absolutely think the Texans can make some hay offensively. You got a good running back. You got two good wide receivers in there. You got a tight end and Schultz that you can utilize more frequently. You have two good rushers, although Will Anderson right now is, you know, a little beat up. But no, I think the problem you run into is that they don't put too much pressure on their quarterback. They can run the piss out of the ball with their two running backs. They got a bully offensive line. That's the problem is I think Nico Collins can really help you out offensively. I'm just not sure defensively. I think the Lions can beat you in a shootout. And so even if you're scoring, I think the Lions can outscore you 31 to 28. And can the Texans, all year long, there's been this huge issue with converting drives into touchdowns instead of field goal attempts. It's been a massive issue. Drive, three, 5-yard penalty, false start, number 78, holding, sack, something happens, and before you know it, you're kicking a 50-something-yard field goal. You've been moving the ball down the field, and all of a sudden you're attempting a 54-yarder. Like, that's no good. You can't beat the Lions like that. You got to score touchdowns. Frankly, you can't beat good teams like that. You're not going to be able to beat good teams by just trying to kick a bunch of 50-yard field goals. That's just not the answer. And unfortunately,
well, especially with a kicker now who can't hit a 24-yarder.
Well, he missed two. I mean, he missed two in that game, but he's been brilliant for the last 3 years. So
yeah,
I don't want to get too.
He hasn't been brilliant lately.
You mean
what
that one game?
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
He's not the problem. The problem is the protection. Man, that's the problem. The problem is the protection. And if the protection gets better, and you add a threat, Nico Collins, you got a chance. You got a chance to make some hay this weekend. With that said, the Texans have not proven that they can convert drives into touchdowns. They just haven't proven it this year.
Yep.
Way too many field goals.
Maybe with Nico back, they will. Maybe with Nico back, they will. We'll see.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Listen, Tank took on a bigger role last week and looked okay. He looked like he was back to being tankish. And now maybe with Steph gone, you know, and Nico back, we got the tank that we saw early last year. Maybe that's what we're gonna find. Hopefully, that's gonna be the case. Hopefully, so I'm not optimistic about Sunday either. And quite frankly, 6-4 isn't all that tutti frutti. If you want to know the truth, with the Cowboys looming on a Monday night,
you're afraid of Cooper Rush.
I'm more afraid of
who?
Micah Parsons being back? Who are you afraid of?
Well, no. Yeah, I would be worried about that, although he rushes only on Laramie's side, but although Laramie will have two false starts in that game if he's back. You worried about the injured CeeDee Lamb? Who are you worried about? The Cowboys are a bad team.
The Cowboys are a real bad team.
Let's be real about this. Cowboys are a bad team.
Without their quarterback.
They just are. And they're without their quarterback who Cooper Rush has won for them in the past, but they're still not a good team. They're in disarray. They're trading fourth rounders. Like, we got to trade to get better. We still got a great shot at this. No, you don't. The Eagles and Commanders are so much better than you are. It's not even close.
Who's the wild card in the NFC?
I did this. I had to turn my predictions
in. The last wild card.
I had to turn my predictions in. It's a you've got, let's say, I've got the Eagles winning because I looked at all the schedule. So I've got the Eagles win, but you got two teams coming out of there, the Eagles, and I think the Commanders will both come out of there. And honestly, it's very crammed together in the West. In the South, it's only going to be the Falcons. But in the North, I had to put Packers, obviously Lions, but I had to put Packers and Green Bay. So I have Packers, Green Bay, and Commanders as my three teams. I don't think anyone else comes out of the West.
Packers, Green Bay, and
I'm sorry, Packers, Minnesota.
Packers, Minnesota, and Philadelphia.
Well, I have Washington. I have Philadelphia overtaking Washington. They play them twice. But, yes, one of those two. Philadelphia or Washington. Do you see anyone else? I mean, can you make a case for the Rams? Can you make a case for – I don't think you make a case for Seattle.
The Rams could go on a run.
But I'm just assuming Arizona falls off. Can the 49ers – there's a chance 49ers don't make the playoffs. Because if they don't win their division, they ain't making the playoffs.
No, they ain't making it. Back to the Cowboys. What if they start Trey Lance?
Good for the Texans.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I mean, they are paying them $6 million.
Yeah. What if they say, you know what? Now's the might as well. Especially if they lose this week. If they lose this week.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome to see Trey Lance.
I'd much rather see Trey Lance than Cooper Rush, who's been in the offense and has NFL starts.
Except, maybe you didn't see the LSU-Texas A&M game, okay? You bring in a Trey Lance, and you cannot make that adjustment.
Well, generally, you don't announce the starter 2 minutes before the game begins, right? So the Texans, you would hope, will know Trey Lance is starting and be ready for it, right? They'll know, right? They'll be able to handle that.
They might go, oh, no, we're starting Cooper Rush, and then boom!
Well, if Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans get fooled by Trey Lance making an appearance, then maybe someone in that organization needs to call HR&P because their coworkers are not doing their job.
Well, that's right. And if you got coworkers that aren't doing their jobs, it's a difficult the firing process is difficult as the hiring process these days. It really is. You don't want the EEOC on your ass, okay? And the EEOC is going to come after you if they feel like there's any tomfoolery going on in the firing. Okay, so you gotta make sure that you've got everything documented. You gotta make sure that you get the great consultation from HR&P. HR&P has had to consult us before when we had to get rid of some people. It happens. It happens in the business world. There are some people that just aren't for your business. Okay, but HR&P can take care of that, and HR&P handles your payroll like experts, like my mean. I don't want to say. They make payroll great again, okay? It's what they do. So you're looking for the best way to get the payroll to your people. You're looking for the best way to take care of HR. You're looking for the best way to take care of taxes. You're looking for the best options for your 401k and your insurance plans, your benefits packages. That's what HR&P is doing, okay? They're not. They don't have those benefits packages. They're giving you options for benefits packages. So you're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people. If you let them come to your business and at least just give you, tell you what they can do for you. Just let them do that because it might be better than what you're doing. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Nobody's got thoughts this morning?
Nobody's it's very slow on the phone lines. We don't even have fake people calling today.
I know. Nobody's trying to make this show great again.
Phones are probably broken.
Nobody's trying to make this show great again, which is a problem. Okay.
You got your. We did talk a little bit of Texans and team building. We talked Rockets and Astros and team building. You Rockets are back in action. Excited about that. College football playoffs. You want to go through 1 through 12 again, John?
Well, we got Josh Pate coming up in 7 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to do it with him.
Well, the headliner is Texans. The Longhorns are still in. The Aggies are on the outside, looking in. You have SMU's right there on the cusp. If we're talking about local teams, Rice is out. It appears as though Rice and
even
TCU.
Even after the win over Navy?
Even after beating Navy, Rice is out.
How
I don't see
Navy
TCU
apart the last
climbing back in. Yeah.
Navy really. The first quarter against Notre Dame, they fumbled like three times, and Navy just has not been able to overcome it.
Hey, is Army in the top? Where's Army? They're not in
Army's
there.
Army's 25th in the country.
So they are in there. Okay. There's no chance of them climbing up. They don't play a hard enough schedule.
Yeah, I guess it's Boise. I don't know why Army can't be the representative, but if Boise lose, I guess they'd need Boise to lose again. But yeah, I don't know why Army's getting disrespected like they are. They're 25th in the poll, and there is no one ahead of them other than Boise at 12. So Boise's already got a loss. If Boise suffers another loss, you almost have to put Army in, no? If they keep on winning.
I think, no, you can't put Army in.
Why can't you put Army in?
It's a great story. Just let us do our job with the Joe Moore Award to try to give them some love.
Well, they've got Notre Dame coming up. So if they beat Notre Dame, then they jump Boise.
They can't get in. There's too much room to make up.
They're out.
Them and Rice, both out.
Rice, Army, Navy, out.
Rice, Army, Navy, TCU, and Texas Tech. I'm calling it right now. ESPN 97.5 can project now that they're all out.
Why
Army can't be in. Their schedule's not good enough. They just can't be in.
Well, if they beat Notre Dame, they can.
Because Notre Dame's so great.
They lost to Northern Iowa. Anyone,
come on, stop.
Northern Illinois at home. Anyone can beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Well, anyone can beat Notre Dame, but they're in the playoff
for
right now.
Well, yeah, Notre Dame's always in the playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
They've got to play themselves out. Yeah. They're always start in the playoffs.
Yeah, we know baked turkey's in. They're always in. Then we know what
we
happens.
Stop calling them baked turkey.
They're baked
that's
turkey.
Very accurate.
Yeah, we know. They're dependable. They're always in that spot, and we know how it's going to go. Oh, I wish I had more gravy. That's Notre Dame.
It's dry.
Yeah.
It's dry. It's
not Damaris. It's just regular-ass baked turkey. That's Notre Dame. You're always, I need more fixings because I got to choke down this gravy.
Yeah,
that's watching Notre Dame football.
That's a problem. That's a problem. Well, you're going to get – hey, I can't wait. Notre Dame plays Penn State? That's going to be fun.
It won't – yeah. Before the game starts.
I don't know about fun.
Before the game starts, all the brands, the helmets. Then you watch the game like, ugh, Notre Dame, Penn State. This is boring.
Gold and white.
Well, that's what you're saying. I'm saying boring as hell is what I'm saying. Oh, Drew Aller versus Riley Leonard. Ooh, so excited. Hey, look at Notre Dame. Great tight end. Look at Penn State. Tight end. Tight end's cool. That's what college football is about.
Tight ends are the new safety. Okay?
The best offensive weapon for each school is a tight end. Great. That's what I'm looking for.
let's break it.
I love tight ends.
Let's get back on track and get Josh Pate in here to talk about this stuff. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We just got it's a quick break. We got to talk about Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We got to talk about how much we love what Billy has done for us and how much you'll love what Billy does for you, because Billy is the best. I'm telling you, I don't know a lot of plumbers, but I do know the reputation. It's kind of a used car salesman thing. Billy's got a straightforward, this is how we go about it. We're not charging you just to show up. We're going to give you a square price. Here's the price. Now, you can get other offers, but I'm going to tell you this. You're going to go with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You're going to go with their guy because their guy is going to give you a square deal for the work. He did it for us. He's going to do it for you. He does it every single day. We love that because that's the business that Billy Brown started. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.